So here's the thing. The last few days I've done really good with bringing about the feeling of having the 3.6 million. We took a long drive to the other end of this big island we live on. It's a big island. It's a west coast island. And it would take you, well, day and a half, 2 days to drive from one end to the other. So it's, you know, I hardly consider it an island, but nevertheless, we drove to the far side yesterday. It takes 3 hours to get there, roughly 3 hours back, and then you make stops and so forth, and you have lunch, and you look at a few stores. So I used the opportunity all the way there to hang on to the feeling of having the 3.6 million, and it worked very well. It's not the end result, because I still have to take that time in the morning where I'm absolutely only concentrating on feeling the 3.6 million. In other words, feeling them as if I have them, they're sitting in the bank. How would I feel? How do I feel right now with them being in the bank? What's my experience like sitting right here, right this moment, with 3.6 million in the bank? You know, never mind what I would do and everything else. None of that. I'm only concerned with really feeling it so strongly, pretending so strongly that it's actually there, that I feel that it's there. I have all the feelings I would have. Of course, every day I practice, every day they get stronger. And every day it feels more and more like it. So here's what happened. On the way there, I held the feeling, you know, and it would drift and come and go, because I was also driving, so there's things to look at and so forth. That's fine. When I got there, I realized I didn't have a pair of binoculars. The ones I had before got wet. So I thought we'd stop in the store and take a look. Anyway, in the store, I bought an expensive pair. The woman tried to direct me to a cheaper pair, but I bought the better pair. They turned out to be really good ones, and I'm very happy that I bought them. But while she was doing that, I had actually no concern about how much they were. See, for 3 hours I had been totally pretending I had the 3.6 million. And when I was in that store, I absolutely had them. Now, so I spent the money on these binoculars, and like I said, I'm not sorry I spent them, because I've already spent a good part of today looking through them, looking at things I had looked at with my cheap pair, and I noticed all kinds of new things. I spent a lot of time looking through them, so it's well worth the money. Now, I'm justifying it, of course, as you can hear. Nevertheless, I walked out, my wife started laughing. She said, "I expected you to go for that cheaper pair." And then I explained, you know, I've been doing it so intently that while I was in that store, I totally thought we had the money, and I mean, I never even questioned it. It was just there. It was as if it was part of my life and always had been. I was very happy about that. Really happy. That was worth the money right there. That was worth the money, because it ended up a very joyful time in the store. And the woman was very, very happy. She even gave me a strap to tie onto the binoculars, you know, so you can put them around your neck or whatever, with these little cushions on it, which is worth like 20 bucks right there. Anyway, she was just totally happy, and I knew after I'd left the store that while I was in there, and the 3 hours before, I was totally radiating with love, totally flowing that energy out there. And it was affecting everyone and everything around me and my experience. And it was just an absolutely joyous experience to buy those binoculars, because it wasn't about money for a change. It was really totally about what was best for me. you know, for what I'm going to use them for. That's what I looked for. There was more expensive pears there, but they weren't really ideal. It was this particular pear worked well for my eyes. They had very nice focus on them, and they just matched me, you know, for what I wanted to do. And they ended up the perfect pair. In the past, price would have been an issue. I would have grabbed the other pair, which is exactly the identical pair to the ones I bought before. They were never really very good. I mean, they were a nice pair and small and so forth, but the lenses aren't that clear, so you're always really pushing your eyes to see. And with these ones, there's a lot less strain on your eyes. I mean, it's just a beautiful thing. The point is, it was a really wonderful experience. Now, while I was thinking about this, I just came out of the shower. It's evening now. Roberta is off doing some yoga. And I realized that in the past, in my first book, I explained about doing a lottery, you know, working with finding the right results for the sports lottery so I could make money with it. And I was doing that. And then all this love stuff and creating with love and with the energy and so forth came up. If you read the first book, you know what I'm talking about. That's not really important. What's important is, at that time, I really sort of started weaning away from my lottery wins and playing off the lottery. You know why? I made the excuse that I should devote my attention to this, to creating with love and so forth, and opening that flow of love and so forth, which is fine. But what I was really doing was, with the lottery, trying to make money, and I enjoyed the lottery thing, make money with that, but at the same token, I was resisting money and I was fighting receiving it. I didn't know that at the time, and I only realize it now looking way back. It's been quite a few years. I was actually resisting the money the whole time I was doing it. And that's why there was a lot of struggle in it, because I would have good success, then there would be struggle. Then I would have success, then there would be struggle. And a lot of work. Very hard work. Extremely hard work. Too hard, really. And I could see why. Because the whole time I was resisting it. I was resisting money. I still had this resistance towards money in me. And I probably still have some right now. Otherwise, that 3.6 million would have already showed up. I can guarantee you. It would have showed up. So there's resistance, and that's okay, because if we keep going, we will work through this resistance. As long as we don't allow ourselves to make any excuses and just keep going with it, the resistance will melt away in time. We will let go of that. You know, because it's not really about the money. It's about creating what we want to experience. It's about learning to experience what we want without it even being there. In other words, feeling good without even already having the 3 million. Feeling good even before we have the relationship we want to create. Feeling good even before we get the car that we want to feel good. In other words, we are, in a sense, gaining control. The word control is okay. It's okay. It's not a perfect word, but it's okay. Gaining control of how we experience life. And, you know, we have sometimes this negative thing about the word control because, ooh, it's controlling. Control, direction, whatever. Just let go of that. We have, and we are learning, the ability to direct how we experience life. And I directed the whole experience of buying those glasses. And I did that by envisioning in abundance for myself rather than poorness. And so I received something that in the long run is much better for me, much better for my eyes, much more enjoyable, brought me more joy. Yes, it cost a little bit more, So we take temporarily something else out of the scenario. Whoopie ding. It's not a big deal. I don't think we have to. I think the abundance will come anyway, regardless. So we just keep on going. But it's good for me to see how I was actually resisting money. And I think the majority of us do, and we don't even know it. Some of us even don't like the idea that we're doing all this, focusing on money, using money as the focus. But you see, that's where our greatest resistance is. Why not work there? Like I said, it's not so much about the money. It's our ability to create our experience. And we're using the money as a focus for that. If it comes, of course that's good, because look at it, if I kept going with the lottery and allowed myself to work through the resistance. The thing is, at that time, my method was actually creating more resistance than working through it. Now, the way I'm doing this, I can see I'm moving through the resistance. But had I kept going and worked through the resistance, that money would have assisted me in actually doing exactly what I'm doing now, because with more abundance, I can pay more attention to this, be more devoted to this, which in turn creates more abundance, more joy, more love, more everything else. Money is just the energy that allows us to do something. You know, it's like the gas we put in the car. We don't call the gas evil. It just goes in the car. We drive the car. That's what allows us to get from one place to another. We have our bodies. We have our food. We have our money. It's all energy we use. It's time we learn to love it. You know, truly love it. With a joyful, not a needy thing, but just a joyful love. See, if it's really a joyful thing and a really abundant thing, and we really enjoy creating the money, not so much for the money, but for the creating and the happiness that it brings us, then we're not hung up on it. So if some money disappears, it gets stolen, it gets bored, it gets lost, it blows away in the wind, it doesn't really matter, because it's never been about that. We freely let it go because more freely comes in. See, so we don't have to be misers. We don't worry about, if we stop and help these people, then it depletes us of money. No, it doesn't. See, because we're allowing the money to freely flow, freely come into our lives, which then allows us actually to do all those wonderful things that we really want to do. It allows us to do them even more. Think about it. I'm quite sure I'm right. Of course, I could be wrong, but I'm feeling quite good about this, so I believe I'm right.